as the alarm kicks in for another day.
From the moment your feet hit the floor,
we've got all you need to know before heading out the front door.
Live from just around the corner,
to make the feel-good last,
this is Todd for Breakfast.
Hello, Todd. It's Jenny from Riff Raiders. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Great. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
I'm very excited to be doing so.
Oh, fantastic. All right. So, Jenny, Riff Raiders. So you got the new single, Nothing to Lose, the album coming up, Welcome to Mars. But let's start at the beginning for those who aren't familiar with Riff Raiders. What is the story of Riff Raiders? How did you all come together?
Well, I suppose if we go right back to the very beginning, it would be me as a 19-year-old answering an ad in Duke magazine for Singer Wanted, where I met Marty, who is the creative force, guitarist and songwriter for Riff Raiders. So, yes, we met quite a time ago and have been writing together ever since. We're married now. It's, you know, it's became a thing. We're kind of muse and master, I suppose.
Yeah.
And I've played with a few different lineups along the way, but we lost our drummer after COVID. So we've got a new drummer, Marty Wags, who's a very happy man. And, so we're all kind of old friends, really.
Oh, that's awesome. All right. So once again, we are chatting to Jenny of the Riff Raiders. The album Welcome to Mars is coming out later on in the year. Tell us about, I suppose, the theme, the sound of the album overall.
Well, it's a rock album, you know. Yeah. There's make no mistake about that. There's nice heavy guitars, and it's the chip's in the name. We're Riff Raiders. We love a good riff. I guess the name's kind of inspired a bit by Cheap Trick, who are one of our biggest influences. So it's like, you know, we don't want to make any bones about what you're going to get. It's written on the box. It's what you get. So the album does have a few different kind of tangents, I suppose. So there's some really heavy, hard rock sort of Sabbath style. And then there's some stuff that kind of goes towards power pop as well. We've got a big three-parter called Feels Like Something, which goes into, all sort of different lands. And that's how Nothing to Lose came about, as emerged. Marty proposed it as a fourth part, and we went, just hold on there, man. Four parts, probably a bit much, and also this song's going to stand out on its own. So that one became our lead track. And, there's a whole lot of other different kind of things that sounds that you might have heard on our first two albums, and some new sort of stuff as well. So, it's 11 tracks of all, different facets of rock, I suppose.
Yeah. What was it like making the album? Like, is it a massive collaborative effort? Is it down to, just a couple of you just kind of, getting the riffs down, the lyrics down? Like, how did it all work?
Well, it came together really quickly. It was really good that, Marty, we do a lot of pre-production. He's really organised. We rehearse, and then we come in and do our thing. So there is quite a bit of live stuff. Marty came in and did some tracking to start with the guitars, and a lot of those tracks have been used as the final cut. So he's, we just wanted to capture that really raw energy of the songs. And some of them had been in the bag for a while, and a couple of them were just like brand new just before we recorded them. So we didn't want to mess with that too much. But that energy that we have on stage and a live performance, we really wanted to capture that on the album as well, because it's exciting. It's we want people to be excited. We want people to get fired up and enjoy it and, play her on repeat.
That's awesome. So once again, chatting to Jenny of the Riff Raiders, the single, Nothing to Lose, check it out. The album, Welcome to Mars, coming out very, very soon. So look, Jenny wants the question. So look, is there a standout moment for you thus far in your music career? Was it, was it a concert? Was it a show? Is there a standout moment for you?
Look, probably playing in LA. I reckon that was probably the most exciting standout moment, but also getting to support some of our, our heroes, I suppose, like Baby Animals and DAD. They were really, standing on those big stages is awesome. I love that so much. So, I guess that's probably the pinnacles at this point, there's more to come.
Yeah, more to come. And look, of course, more touring as well. And look, you've toured a lot in the past. I'd like to know, when you're on the road, who's probably, the most easygoing of the bunch, where they just kind of take it as it comes kind of person?
Oh, that's Mighty Wags for sure, yep. Our drummer. He's nothing can faze that man. He's just, you know, and, you know, despite us all really giving it a good go, no, he's just, he's definitely the most easygoing. And Josh, our the other guitarist in the band, he is the, his job is to make us all laugh, and he does a very good job of that.
Oh, that's brilliant. Because I was going to ask you, you know, who might be the most difficult, which probably lack of a better way to ask the question, because, like, you know, if you get the pizza, it's got pineapple on it, they're like, well, no, I'm not eating that.
The difficult one. Oh, that's Marty Powell for sure. He's definitely the difficult one.
Oh, brilliant. Well, Jenny, do really appreciate your time. So, look, if people want to follow you, check out the single. They want to pre-order that album. Find out where you're touring next. What's the best way to do all of that?
Riffraiders.com.
Fantastic.
Straight away, simple, easy. Yeah.
Yep. Just like the name, you know what you're going to get, riffraiders.com.
Right.
Love it.
Yes.
Jenny, thank you so much for your time. Best luck with the single and the album coming out. Welcome to Mars once again, folks. It's Riff Raiders. Jenny, thank you so much, and best of luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you. Great to chat, Todd. Thanks.